So, Mr. President, I guess you have a thing you want to run here, like a meeting. Is that it?
Yep. You can introduce me anytime you're ready.
Okay. And so, I give you the president of the National Federation of the Blind of New York City, New York, I mean, Carl Jacobson.
Did you hear me, my cheese wheels, boy? Excitable, you better excited.
Looks like I picked the wrong week for smoking.
Me, there's a subtle fashion in everything I do. I mean, standards my way.
You're a pretty smart fella, aren't you?
Get out of there!
I tried calling, but they don't have a listing for Mr. Wonderful.
What spelling do you use?
Looks like I took the wrong week for drinking.
Let's get to the point.
Like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
Whether we are based on carbon or silicon makes no fundamental difference. We should each be treated with appropriate respect.
If we're all waiting, the question is blue.
I'm not.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Here's Johnny.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Good morning, everybody. And once again, welcome to our annual convention of the National Federation of the Blind of New York. This is probably the point of the convention which causes me the most anxiety, because I'm never quite sure what all to say to you folks in the short time that I'm given. But it is also the most exciting time that I've experienced, because it is the time that I get to tell you folks all that we've been doing. So it's a catch, it's a double-edged sword here. I never knew where to begin, so I'm just going to begin anywhere, because there is no logical sense to what happens in this affiliate. If you spend a couple of weeks with us in the office, you'll understand there is no logical sense to what happens here. However, for those of you who are interested in numbers, we receive approximately 3,000 phone calls a year. From people, from everything from parents looking for help for their blind kids, to people looking for help for a blind grandma, for people for looking for help for themselves, people wanting job leads, people wanting to buy a cane, people wanting to buy things from us that we don't do, people thinking we're the lighthouse, people thinking we're the commission. But nevertheless, and sometimes people get it right. They know who they're calling and they actually talk to us. But when we're not around near the phone, we return those calls as quickly as possible, and we try to get people service within the next 48 hours. Sometimes it takes a long time to get that service. However, I want to thank, as I go along, some of the people who do that, and I want to thank particularly Claudia and Mindy for keeping that up all year long for us. Claudia and Mindy, thank you so much that they both bug me. You have six calls to return. Would you return those calls real soon? And I say, yes, I will. And for those of you who are waiting for those calls, you see how quick that is. But we try. In the meantime, we're out there. One of the two things that I have to worry about the most is funding our movement. Because without the money to do this, the programs that we run, we won't have any programs. Because everything that's good costs money. That's not to say that it's a bad thing. It's just a real thing of living here in our country at this time and place. If we were doing these programs 2,000 years ago, we'd be bartering chickens for it. But we wouldn't have had a telephone newsline program 2,000 years ago because we didn't have telephones and we didn't have much news. But I guess you could report on the Roman army's advance. But having said that, we need the money to run this. And we have received, through negotiations and discussions and agreements that we have made over the last 15 years or so, or better, 15 years at least, maybe more, from the Commission for the Blind, close to $2 million. And I want to thank you at the Commission for that. Brian, you're somewhere here in the audience. I'll thank you for it later, but let me thank you for that now. We also receive help from the National Office. We receive monies from the National Office to maintain Newsline. We have also received money from our outreach people, the people who make the telephone calls for us. And those things are helpful, too. Lots of this money goes to maintain, like I said, the programs that we operate, Newsline and the like. but others of them go for discretionary things, like helping people get here, to get together. There are two reasons I told somebody one time that that you should have money in this organization. Number one is to get our message out. Number two is to get our people together, because we can't do either without the other. So to get our message out, we need to get together, and to get together, it gives us the inspiration to get our message out. They are equally bonded with each other, and it takes time to figure out and get a good balance between those things. And it takes a while to get your stride to get those things. And I think we've got them. We've got our stride. We've hit our stride. And it's time for me to start thinking about other times, other things, and other ways to spend more money. We've got a few things. We are now working on, in the office, a grant from the New York State Legislature. It was a 3-year grant from the legislature. Over each of the 3 years, they granted us this money. It hasn't made it out of the bureaucracy yet, but I'm told it takes sometimes 5 years to make it out of the bureaucracy, so I've got another two to wait to get it out. But we're working on getting it out. We have a 65-page application to get this money, but 65 pages is not bad when you figure I am waiting for our programs to grow and to be used for our programs. I am waiting for $225,000. To enhance our programs. I remember somebody said, I said to somebody once, I just announced that I just signed a $500,000 contract with the commission. Nobody cheered. This is years ago. They said, we expect you to do that. Well, I thank you for the confidence, but a little sweat to get that, and it takes a long time to get it. And it is the thing, one of the things I sweat the most about, because if we couldn't pull off a good convention, if we couldn't pull off a good office staff, if we couldn't be responsive to people, who would we be? We'd just be a little club that gets together to occasionally share a little pop and share a couple of corn chips. However, we have been doing things for people. I don't know, I think she was here last night. I'm not sure if she's here now. Agnes Steinhoff, are you here? You are here. You are one of many people that we have had the opportunity. I'm glad we had the opportunity to help, but I'm sorry we had to have the opportunity to help. So it's another two-edged sword. Because of our a couple of years ago, Agnes entrusted her children to the Rensselaer County Social Service Office over in Troy. She was undergoing some problems that she needed some medical care for. And she asked the county to take care of her two young children at the time until she was ready to return to being a mom after her medical problems were taken care of. Well, her medical problems were taken care of, and she was ready to return to being a mom. And the county said, no, you can't return to being a mom. You're blind. Well, you can't have those kids back. We've got them. They'll be safer with us. National Federation of the Blind thinks that blind people ought to raise their own children. And it took a long time to convince them of that. It didn't take me long to convince Dr. Maurer of that. I gave him a call, and I wasn't even halfway through what I was saying to him. He caught two words. He caught children, and he caught taken by the county. He said, hold on. Let me get Sharon on the phone. Sharon was Sharon Kreber-Weisbaum from Brownstone, Goldstein, and Leaving. Got Sharon. He said, Carl, you don't need me anymore. Sharon, run with this. Tell him. Carl, tell Sharon what she needs to know. She's going to take it. It was done at that point. We didn't know how long it was going to take, but as far as I was concerned, once I heard the name Sharon Kreber-Weisbaum, I knew we had a barracuda on the case. So, but it took took about 2 years to do it. But after the work of the Federation and the work with Agnes to get it all done and Agnes's cooperation, she is now has full custody of her children again. Agnes, we were glad to be there for you. I'm sorry it happened, but I'm glad we were there to help. There are two other cases, but because they're not here, I won't mention their names. We're working on dads to get the right to have their children back. And one of them we have been successful in, and the other one is still in the courts. But we will be victorious because we have the right, and we will protect the right to raise our own children. These are some of the things that come to us now and again, and I think they are great victories when they do come to us. It gives us the opportunity to not only talk about our mission, but to put our mission into practice. It's something that we need to do and something that we will continue to do. for as long as it is necessary. We never know when they're going to pop up. Got cases from a nursing home. They want us to come and speak there. We have to take care of people of all ages. Because they are blind people, they became our brothers and sisters when they became blind. And I don't ask who they are. I don't ask about their money. I don't ask their situation. I just know that they are blind and they are us. So together we will take care of that. We will meet those needs of those people. We will meet those needs because we will raise the money to do it. We will raise the will to do it. We will get some groups together to not only educate ourselves in things we need to be educated in, but to educate the public in things they need to be educated in. Our school system still needs a lot of work. I've heard recently of a little boy in a school district out on Long Island who has some usable vision, but doesn't have enough usable vision to read the small print that they're giving him. He's got some glasses, and he's struggling with those. But the teachers won't hear of that. They want him to read the small print. And because he can't read the small print, they get mad. And he came home from school one day with a bruise on his neck. This is according to his mom. With a bruise on his neck the size of an adult thumb. They said he did it to himself. You measure that print. A doctor measured that print. It is much bigger than his little finger. His little finger did not put that bruise on his neck. An adult put that bruise on his neck. And if a child can't be safe in school, where in the name of God could a child be safe? We are going to continue to investigate this. I don't yet have satisfactory answers on this, but we will investigate this until that child can go safely to school. He doesn't want to go to school. Do you blame him for not wanting to go to school and get beat up? This child is going to miss his education because he can't see the print, and they're going to punish him because he can't see the print. Do you punish a child because he can't walk? No, you don't do that. You don't punish a child for many reasons. You don't punish a child for being blind. So we are going to continue to look into this case. There's always another one out there. Every time we think we've made it, folks, there's another one that pops up. But that's okay. That's why we have formed the National Federation of the Blind, LOLO, 75 years ago. And if it takes another 75 years, we will continue to fight the fight until every blind person has every right that they are entitled to under our laws of our country. You do not have the right to be abused. You have the right to an education. We will see that our children get both. But again, we have 75 years we've been at this. Seems like a long time, especially since I'm not 75. Seems like before my time. We have some young people in this room who can't imagine 75 years. They think 75 is old. 75 is not old. We're being ruled by 75-year-olds down in Washington. Please save me. But having said that, it's often comes time for people to think about what to do with transition. And I've been thinking a lot about transition lately. I've been thinking about transition because it is an important thing in our organization that we move people along the continuum to keep this organization viable and vibrant, to keep it to being the growing, responsive organization that it has become and that it can remain. So in order to do that, I've been working on a transition plan, and some of you know about that plan. Some of you are part of that plan, and some of you will become part of that plan. In order to do that, we have to get the right people in place to do that plan. And again, I'm working on that plan to have that happen too, so that we can have the money and the people in place to do that. You know it's an election year, and it's an election year for all five officers. And I am running for re-election. I would appreciate your support, but I'm telling you right now that if I am successful in being elected to one more term as your president, this will be my final term as your president. I am asking for this one more term in order to complete the transition plans that I've begun to put in place to continue to fund the organization and to get the plans laid. But this is not an office. I didn't plan to become Pope. I only plan to become president. I don't have a member of the Supreme Court where I have the job for life. I don't want the job for life. I want to sit down in that front row one day and cheer on the new president. But like I said, if you see fit to return me for one more term, it will be my final term, and you better start looking, and I better help you start looking for the next person to stand here and deliver presidential reports in three years from now, after I've had my last two. So, but as a way of saying thank you for being the Federation, thank you for being my brothers and sisters, thank you for joining me and being on the barricades with me all these years. Thank you for the work you do. Thank us for the work we do together. Together, we will safeguard blind New Yorkers, and together, we will make New York a better place for blind people to live, because the future is ours, and we can live the life we want. All we need to do is seize it. Thank you, my brothers and sisters, for your attention. Thank you for your support. God bless you, and God bless the Federation.